fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the first day of July, 2006. This, of course, is the weekend we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And, of course, that was the document that got the whole ball rolling for us to become a country independent from the British Crown, as opposed to Canada, who was in that situation for quite a while after we were, and is still part of the British Commonwealth, of course. Hope you're having a great weekend, and that you'll take a few minutes to remember the sacrifices made by the men and women back in 1776 to give us the head start that we got to have this republic. This is not a democracy, to have this republic. Well, as of 2 days ago, my count for killing copperheads got up to 8 for 2006. I started keeping track in 05. I've shot at 10 so far this year and killed 8. Not bad. And I have every reason to believe I will kill quite a few more before the season's over. I'm quite a bit ahead of last year at this time. Haven't shot a water moccasin yet this year, although a friend of mine shot at one Thursday and missed. Of course, he was shooting .38 hardball, which is a bit difficult, especially out of a 2.5-inch barrel. This weekend, I'm participating with my lovely wife, Dr. Moore, in a seminar teaching us to identify, harvest, prepare, and eat wild edibles and herbs. So far we've identified and harvested and eaten quite a few. And we'll talk about that and some other things when we get back. Be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Headline news. activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore on Saturday, the first day of July, 2006. I guess I need to give you an update. My website is finally getting updated. My webmaster is taking the time. He's been real busy, been on the road a lot. We're finally getting all my sponsors squared away and getting them the recognition they deserve on my website. Hope to be making some interesting new changes in the next week or two. Of course, the address of my website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget the Tango Hotel Echo, or you won't get there. You'll just get, I don't know what you'll get. Won't be where you want to be. In keeping with the, I guess you could call, paradigm shift of this program and the focus of this show, it occurred to me about a month ago after being a guest on a couple of other host shows here on RBN that what I bring to the table is something very unique and very special. you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to a lot of great information. And I routinely have RBN live on when I'm working, doing investigative work. A lot of great hosts, a lot of great guests discussing these various issues of mostly geopolitical nature, but other related topics. What you get here on Saturdays for 2 hours, however, is something a bit different. What you get here on Saturdays for 2 hours is hardcore preparedness information. That's what you get from someone who's walked the walk, so to speak. Someone who's seen the consequences of people suffering severe injury and death from not being prepared, from people just plain suffering from not being prepared. Both men I served with in the military and civilians in Vietnam, I've seen it firsthand. Not theory to me. Preparedness is not something I study in my armchair and wonder what would work and what won't work. I don't have to wonder, ladies and gentlemen. And under the most severe conditions, I have learned what works and what does not work. Those severe conditions, of course, being living in a country under martial law, living in a country at war, that country, of course, being the Republic of Vietnam, back during the height of the war, 1967-1968. The second hour we'll be visiting, as we do once a month, with my friend Stan Irvin with BioZymeAg.com. That's always fun to find out what's going on with the agricultural world, both plant crops and animals. And so we'll be visiting with Stan. My friend Rick Saletta should be back from vacation soon. I think maybe this coming week Mr. Saletta should be back from vacation, up and running, and selling his two interesting lines of products. Gentlemen, if you're wife likes to be in the kitchen and cook, or if you do, I would urge you to look at Mr. Saletta's line of cast iron cookware, Lodge cast iron cookware, pretty well known. He carries what appears to be a very complete assortment of Lodge cast iron cookware, including some items I wasn't aware of, interesting cookware items, like a grill pan that's got a ribbed bottom, so it keeps your any food you're cooking and have fatty drippings, keep it out of the fatty drippings. Excellent idea. Well-made cast iron cookware, of course, will last several lifetimes with no problem whatsoever. And his website is promisedlandproducts.com. Promisedlandproducts.com. You'll also find some Calbin soap there, an excellent line of soaps and detergents for use around the house, around the ranch. Of course, the news continues to pile up. It looks to me like Israel is really, really wanting to start World War III. I don't know what the deal is there. I recall when I was with the 6th Special Forces Group Airborne at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, back in 1969-1970. I was put on alert, I'm not even sure how many times, at least twice, maybe three times during calendar year 1969 to go to war in the Middle East because of things Israel was doing and was being done to them at that time. They were having jet fighters shot down. Every time an Israeli jet fighter would get shot down, I'd end up going on alert to go to war. It was not fun, as we knew, myself and my 600 friends in the 6th Special Forces Group, we knew the odds of prevailing and coming back alive were minimal. What are 600 Green Berets going to do in the Middle East against tens of millions screaming Arabs? Well, we'd do what we could, and we could, you know, and we would have been very effective, but the chance of coming back alive was pretty minimal, pretty marginal. We knew that. And thank goodness it didn't happen. There's a grand plan somewhere. I'm not privy to that information about what's going on in the Middle East. I do know that crossing an international border, like the Israeli F-15s did when they crossed the Syrian border, and buzzing the house of the president of Syria, that's clearly an act of war. when warplanes cross international borders without proper authority, that by itself is an act of war. And buzzing the summer house of the president, that's just plain provocative. Pure and simple. It serves no useful military purpose whatsoever. It is an act of provocation, though, and it is a violation of international law. Clearly, clearly, on the face of it, a violation of international law. Somewhere there's an agenda. Somewhere there's people who know what they're doing and why they're doing it. Doesn't give me a very good feeling, knowing the possible outcome and consequences with the huge proportion, the huge percentage of young American men and women stationed in that part of the world, with, of course, what we've got in Iraq, Kuwait, the various Air Force carrier task forces, the island of Diego Garcia, and so forth. The huge commitment of men and women and resources in that part of the world, all of us of which would be at risk if war, if conflict broke out in a general nature as opposed to the restricted nature of what we're dealing with at the moment in Iraq. Dangerous times. Truly, truly dangerous times. Getting back to the theme of this show, we don't know the date. I know the date that the government starts evacuating people from these low-lying areas, but we don't know other dates. We don't know if World War III would be beginning in 10 minutes or 10 years, or if we're already in it, quite frankly. That's certainly a possibility. What we do know is that if you wait for the government to care for you and your loved ones, you're going to be very disappointed. If you didn't know that before Labor Day weekend last year, you certainly know it now. When it comes to any large-scale crisis, and Hurricane Katrina would certainly qualify in that regard, any large-scale crisis, it doesn't matter if it's a hurricane, an earthquake, the U.S. government cannot and will not be there to take care of your family. It's simply not going to happen. We know that. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to make those preparations yourself, to care for those you love. And it takes time. Republic Broadcasting Network does what it does, an excellent job of bringing to your attention a good collection of books that will help you in your study and research, excellent vendors that are selling products that are health-related and preparedness-related, communications equipment, water filters. And buying this stuff and putting it in your closet is not going to make you a survival expert. Owning a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol, or all three, doesn't make you a warrior any more than my going to the art supply store and buying everything Pablo Picasso would buy would make me an artist. That's foolish. That's absolutely foolish. If survival and preparedness is your goal, you not only need to acquire the proper equipment, you need to acquire the skills to use it. One without the other is absolutely useless, just like the analogy I just gave a few moments ago. I could buy everything Pablo Picasso bought. You could put a pistol to my head, and I'm not going to become Pablo Picasso. I don't have that skill. I can make stick figures, thank you very much. I don't have the skill of an artist, but I can own the stuff. I know there's any number of you ladies and gentlemen out there listening to me who've taken the time and spent the money to get some excellent equipment. Now I'm urging you to go the next step and learn how to use it. Live with it for several days. This current four-day, it's a four-day holiday for a lot of people, not everybody. It's a four-day holiday for many people who could take advantage of this time to live without electricity, without running water, without refrigeration. Great training opportunity. That's what I'm doing with my wife this weekend. Here's our music for the next break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had. Plus, maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the first day of July, 2006. This is a live call-in show. Our first caller is on hold. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We have single sideband available from noon to 7 p.m. at the following frequency, 6.890. There's a notation here on my screen that the reception appears to be best in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida for some reason. Why not the rest of Florida? This is really confusing. Shortwave frequencies, 12.180. I think this should be 6.890. This might lift out the dot there, Kelly. And 5.050. Lots of ways to listen. You can listen on a satellite also if you've got the equipment to do so. And we've got Frank in California. Frank, are you there, sir?
How are you, Mr. Moore?
Yeah, wonderful. What's going on?
I have a couple of questions for you, but number one, I'd like to thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir.
Without you and the folks that have served with you, Tuesday wouldn't be worth much, would it?
Well, all gave some and some gave all, as the saying goes.
Correct. I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, about your rifle of choice, the M1A or the M14?
Yes, sir.
I've been doing some research. I've looked at the DPMS and all of that ilk, the AR-15 style. I'm thinking about getting the M14 style. However, it's difficult to find an old military rifle. Do you know much about the Springfield Armory line?
Yeah, you're not going to find military surplus M14s. I mean, there's some out there. The ones that are what's called Class 3 weapons, which is a registered automatic weapon. They're typically government surplus M14s are typically going these days for probably $10,000+.
As I have found.
Yes. And quite frankly, a selector switch, the ability to shoot full automatic with an M14 is something that, personally, I'm not interested in it. And there's no point in discussing that more. We could, but it's a fascinating area. The Springfield is an excellent rifle. That is what most of the 1,000-yard shooters use at Camp Perry, the national, the 1,000-yard national match, which starts in a few weeks at Camp Perry, Ohio, every year.
Yes, sir.
And you can spend more money for custom rifles that may have some slight advantage. However, in terms of accuracy, the standard off-the-rack M14 will shoot straighter than most men are physically able to hold it. You have to have a very, very high level of expertise and experience to justify the extra money for a National Match M14. Plus, the rear sight, the National Match rear sight, is a smaller aperture for a very specific reason, that reason being men shooting at targets 1,000 yards away. They need that small aperture, which is fine for shooting 1,000-yard targets. However, most combat engagements are going to be anywhere from 20 yards to 300 yards, and that small aperture is going to slow down your target acquisition anywhere from half a second to a full second, which may not sound like much, but a second can mean the difference between life and death on the battlefield.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I also have another question for you, but first I'd like to say that the freeze-dry guy says hello.
Oh, okay. I need to talk to him. I need to mention he's sold out of the beef stew lerps. I think he's still got a couple of other lerp. That's long-range patrol rations. It's generally the best tasting and most highly regarded among those of us who have eaten all this stuff. So we're doing a good job of selling them out, and that's what it's there for. It's in the warehouse to go out the door, and it would be great for everybody to call up that wants the highest quality food at a 50 to 70% discount to get in touch with Freeze Dry Guy.
Absolutely. I believe he's listening to you on the computer as we speak.
I'll
set up a year's supply of food for me for my family of five, so we're in the process of completing that deal.
Outstanding.
My second question is this. About your Planet X, I heard about it before on the Internet, just, you know, fleetingly reading articles here and there, but had never researched it in depth until I heard your show. I think I've listened to every one of your back archives from RBN.
Well, Frank, it's difficult to connect the dots on Planet X.
Very.
Now, August, which is now 11 months ago, August of 05, NASA announced, son of a gun, we found the 10th planet. It was in the news for about a week, and you never heard about it since. I would think that would be pretty major, but quite frankly, what they're announcing as being the 10th planet is not what anybody else who's studying this matter regards as Planet X. The real 10th planet is not what they're discussing, and they're trying to confuse and obfuscate and create a smoke and mirrors where people don't have a, by the time anybody's paying attention is done, they won't have a clue what's going on, and that's the intent.
Yes, sir.
You want to hold on through the break here, Frank?
I'd like to. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are new listeners, the reason we play this spy music is because for the past 34 years, I've been involved in matters involving investigations, homicide investigations, criminal stuff, civil stuff. And I've done some undercover work. Don't do it anymore. That's a young man's job, quite frankly. So that's why we do the spy music. We're talking to Frank from California. You still there, Frank?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, what's on your mind?
To finish my question, I'd like to follow some more in-depth studies about the Planet X and the climate changes scenario. Predominantly, what locations to go to? I've heard you speak of the people you've talked to from the Navy, the submarine crew specifically,
right,
that's in the area that you are. However, I'd like to expound on that and find some more information. And it's kind of sketchy at best on the Internet. Plus, there's everyone everywhere that has their own quack opinion of things. So I'd like to narrow it down and find some good information.
I have a 16-page article that I've been selling for $4 a copy. But I'll give you a quick heads up. There's three men whose work I greatly admire, actually four. Emanuel Velikovsky. Now, Velikovsky does not ever mention the 10th planet by name. He makes reference to a body in our solar system or coming through our solar system that could cause havoc, without mentioning the 10th planet. There's Zachariah Sitchin. Now, Zachariah Sitchin can pick up Babylonian clay tablets and read them just like other people can read the sports section of a newspaper.
Wow.
Excellent work on determining what these people left in these ancient records, which has been real helpful for a lot of people, including the U.S. government, by the way. And then, of course, there's Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a man who, back in the 70s, was working at Cornell University and had access to the satellite feeds, the Pioneer Space Probe, and so forth, when he was doing his original theoretical work involving the electrical nature of our solar system and universe. And, of course, I can't leave out Mark Hazelwood. Mark is a writer and a researcher. His first book was a wake-up call for a lot of people, including myself. It had some bad information in there, quite frankly, and even he admits it in his second book. The second book, he left out, of course he left out, all the information that was from unreliable sources that could not be documented, and he went on to put in a bunch of fresh new material. Now, those four men have all published books, Velikowski, Zachariah Sitchin, Professor James McCanney, Mark Hazelwood. I've read most of their books. I haven't read all of Sitchin's work. Sitchin is a real researcher and writer and author who's done a number of serious volumes. The 12th Planet is probably the most valuable book he's written. So there's a lot to read there, literally many thousands of pages. I've probably read in excess of 5,000 pages on related topics and interviewed quite a few men, not just Submarine Corps veterans, but quite a few men who have had access to privileged information in one way or another in related topics. That's what I bring to the table, among other things. And my 16-page article is a greatly condensed version of quite a few years of research and interviews on my part.
Great. I think I'll order that from your website. That's where it's available at, correct?
It's supposed to be soon. My 800 number is the best way to order it. Toll-free number is 866-965-3007. I say again, 866-965-3007. I'm taking a couple of days off myself, so probably Wednesday would be the best time to call during normal business hours.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome,
and
Frank. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Bye.
Have a great day. Great weekend.
Bye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you decide to start looking into the 10th planet, or what the ancients called the 12th planet, because they also numbered the sun and the moon as planets, you're in for quite a ride in terms of research. There's literally thousands upon thousands of pages of good material the person can read if they choose to. I made that choice. I'm glad that I did, because I've come to understand in very great detail what's going on, why it's going on, the exact nature of the deception going on in the public discussion, the two best ways to give examples of the deception would be the current Al Gore movie that's in theaters as we speak, and the George Bush end of the political spectrum and the disinformation coming from him. Both sides of the public discourse, at least what the general public has easy access to, is deception. Both sides. Less than 1% of the adults in this country have any clue about what's really going on or why. And more likely than not, despite my best efforts and the efforts of a growing number of people on alternative media, I doubt that the percentage will ever raise more than 2 or 3% of the adults in this country. That's quite frankly, it's extremely optimistic that 3% of the adults in this country would figure this out before it's too late and actually do something about it. Just recently, some doctors that I know, I dropped off a copy with one doctor. This is an office with, maybe four or five doctors. I dropped off one copy of my article, and I thought this might be of interest to one doctor. He shared it with another. That doctor shared it with another. It turned out two of these doctors had been students of Velikovsky 20 or more years ago. And for them, it was a wake-up call to information that they had become aware of 20 or more years ago by reading one or more of Velikovsky's books, Emmanuel Velikovsky. And now they want to know more. They want to know what the real deal is in 2006 as opposed to the early to mid-1980s and even earlier for this one doctor who not only knew Velikovsky but is still in touch with one of Velikovsky's researchers. It's a very, very large chunk of research to bite off and come to understand. Those that do have two choices to make, or basically one choice. They can either integrate that knowledge and prepare to deal with what's coming at us, or they can ignore it and go on with their daily lives, careers, and so forth, and not pay attention to it. And it's a mixed bag. Some of the men who I know have access themselves to privileged information are in very deep denial. Denial, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most reliable, I guess you could say, or expected behaviors that you'll ever run into. Well, we're getting the call board filled up here, aren't we? Daniel in Wisconsin, are you there, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've been planning on going on a long canoe trip, a couple local rivers, and then the Mississippi River. And I'm a news junkie, addicted to the news. I want to know what's going on. So what I got was a small AM, FM, shortwave radio that cranks up. And I think I was listening to part of this program even on it. I mean, it's a small thing.
Is it Grundig? You got a Grundig?
Well, this is a Radio Shack brand.
Okay.
But what it says is if you crank it for 2 minutes, it will last for an hour.
Right.
I don't know if that's true. But I have been playing with this thing. But I think it's just a great idea, and it's got some attachments so you can even use it to charge up
a cell phone.
Cell phone, yeah.
Yep, that's handy. That's a handy device.
Yeah, I think for survival it would be great, and also to have one put away in a tin can would be good in case of electromagnetic pulse.
Absolutely. A tin can, of course, becomes a Faraday box. Yeah.
I think it's just a great idea.
Well, I agree with you, Daniel, and be sure you take proper waterproofing equipment to keep that electronics dry on your canoe trip.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, best of luck. When you get back, report to us how it went.
I'd like to also say that the more wild edibles, you were talking about them earlier, buy books on wild edibles. The more wild edibles you know, and especially a few of the Indian staples, the better you will feel.
Absolutely. You need to practice this stuff. Don't just buy the book. Get out there and harvest it, prepare it, and eat it.
Indians didn't very often starve.
Well, out here in the Ozarks, we've got it's nature's wonderland as far as plant life. It's a friend of mine refers to it as Missouri jungle. Once that stuff starts growing in the spring, it's just everywhere. We have plant life just abundant every place you look.
I spent a couple of summers in the middle 70s living on a bay on a lake north of here on Long Lake, eating wild edibles and learning 3-4 books that I had at the time. And I even included ginseng as a wild edible. and then, of course, fishing. And there were so many berries, numerous kinds of berries, that like a bear, I was actually gaining weight.
No kidding.
Yeah, eating wild edibles.
That's fascinating. Well, have a great trip, Daniel. When you get back, give us a report on how it went.
Sure, have a good one.
Thank you. And we had Mike in New York. Mike, you're there.
Yes, sir, John. Thank you. John, I want to get into the 10th planet with you because it's very intriguing. But first, let me tell everybody, here's your survival food. Sprouts, any form of sprout. But I,
oh, sure. Well, I we have one of our Republic Broadcasting advertisers.
With the wheatgrass, right?
Wheatgrass, absolutely.
Well, let
it's
me tell
very
you.
Healthy, very full of vitamins. It's fresh. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. It's great. And all sprouts are super healthy. And I think everybody, it's not, you know, a lot of people that aren't used to that or oriented towards the light foods enough to find it appealing. But you will find, everybody will find sunflower seed sprouts. Very enjoyable.
Absolutely. And it's something you can do, even if you've got an apartment in Chicago or New York, you can grow wheat sprouts.
Yep,
wheatgrass.
Anywhere, under any conditions, as long as it's warm and they've got some moisture, you're going to be able to eat well.
Absolutely.
A fresh salad all year round, as I say.
Absolutely.
Now, John, with the 10th planet, I think Zechariah Sitchin is the guy because the way he presented it all in a series of books, it makes perfect scientific sense. For example, we know all the planets are tilted and leaning, and, you know, what caused that had to be an outside influence, especially huge planets like Jupiter or Neptune. Why are they all tilted? And so it must be, and then, of course, we have the asteroid belt from Bode's Law, the scientist Bode who we attribute Bode's Law to with the periodicity of where a planet would be in respect mathematical relationship to the sun, and where there should be a planet, we have the asteroid belt. And so, those asteroids are occupying an orbit like a planet. So that planet got blown to smithereens somehow. And, of course, all the crater damage on our moon and our nearby planets and even a little bit of impacts here on the Earth. So something happened a long time ago. So
there's craters, and I'm learning this even here in the Ozarks. Mike, there's craters that are huge, even here in the United States. They simply have no notoriety or public attention being given to them. I've seen meteor crater as a kid out there out west, things a mile across. There's craters far larger than that in this country. In fact, there's a string of them stretching across this country almost in a straight line where we got smacked by these things, no telling how long ago.
There you go. And so all this scientifically is evidence that something big happened and it had to be an outside influence that caused it all.
Well, let me tell you something here, Mike. You may not be aware of this. Zechariah Sitchin did a movie, a DVD, titled Are We Alone? And I've got a copy of it. I mentioned it in my 16-page article. There was an interview in there with a man who has some pretty serious credentials, Dr. Robert Harrington, who at that time was the director of the United States Naval Observatory. Now, that's pretty serious credentials when it comes to looking at things in the sky, about as serious credentials as you can get. Now, this interview took place inside Professor Harrington's office at the United States Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. And Harrington's talking about Planet X just like yesterday's baseball game. To him, it's scientific fact. He goes on to describe the size of the planet, its approximate route that it takes going through our solar system, and so forth. This is massive evidence, just as clear as anything could be, from an authority with the best credentials that you'd ever want to have.
And John, that's why we have a Hubble telescope up there, and all the other observatories have been heavily invested in and oriented towards the southern hemisphere. If there's nothing out there, why is there such interest?
Well, here's what we're supposed to believe, Mike. We're supposed to believe that NASA conducts experiments to entertain children in school about science. Well, seriously, I mean, that's all you ever hear.
Yeah, sure.
NASA's part of the military.
That's right.
You know, what's the military? The job of the military is to protect this country. But NASA is the military. You ever look at the names of these people that go up in a space shuttle. How many of them have captain, lieutenant, and colonel, in front of their name?
Absolutely right. That's right. And but I think NASA is just a smokescreen for the shadow government's really secret operations of, you know, like, we've never been back to the moon. Why is that? Is it true because they secretly already had bases up there?
Well, look at this for a moment. Now, the cargo bay of the space shuttle is basically big enough to put a city bus in. That's about the size of it. Mm-hmm. That people ride on to the commute, a city bus. That's about that size. And how many times how many times have they been up there outside our gravity with that cargo hold filled up with God knows what?
Good point.
You know,
John, can I hang over on the break just to bring
do.
Up a
Please do. We'll be back
points.
After the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
He always runs while others walk. He asks, he looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes like thunder.
bone. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the first day of July, 2006. We're talking to Mike in New York. Still there, Mike?
I certainly am, John. Thank
Please.
You.
Go ahead.
Following up on the 10th planet, isn't it also very interesting, the moon, second moon of Mars called Phobos, which in Greek means fear, it's artificial, and they know that. And so you must be familiar then with the our mutual secret operation with Russia in the late 80s with Phobos 2, their satellite Phobos 2, which was to tour that moon, because they know the moon orbits around Mars in the opposite direction that all the natural satellites of all the planets revolve. And so and it seems to be hollow. So they went in for a close observation in the late 80s, and just when it was after touring Mars, it went to the satellite, and then something knocked it out of commission, and the photographs, the last photographs showed whatever it was that did it, but it was all kept secret from us. And it was shortly after that that Reagan made his speech at the UN about an extraterrestrial potential enemy.
Well, any entity smart enough to put up something that big in
space
is certainly smart enough to build on a defense system.
That's right. And
the same thing applies to the Black Knight, which is appears to be, as best of my knowledge, a man-made satellite on a polar orbit around this planet.
Yeah, I've heard about that, John. I'd love to hear more about that as well. But, you know, and interestingly, that artificial moon of Mars is called Phobos, meaning fear. So in a panic mode from some kind of cataclysm that was going to destabilize the solar system, they had to relock in Mars orbit and steady it and balance it. So they created, probably from an asteroid, the second moon called Phobos. It's very, very interesting stuff. Now, John, let me ask you, what do you, because all I know a bit from studying Zechariah and some other sources, but what I'm curious about, when the 10th planet or the 12th planet is on its furthest apex away from our sun, and Zechariah says it's 1,800 years away from us at that point,
right,
then what is, what's its source of light? You know, what's going on there? Because
Planet X doesn't give off its own light.
Right. I mean, as far as when it's that far away from the sun, no, we can't live without the sun here. The sun.
Right.
And so what are they doing for that solar energy activity that all the planets need?
Are you talking about people living on Planet X?
Right. Because Zechariah says it's inhabited.
Well, Harrington said he believes it could support life. Of course, if there are people living on that thing, and there may very well be, they have technology that we can, you know, that our science fiction books haven't even dreamed of yet.
Right.
So they would not necessarily be dependent on the things we'd be dependent on.
Well, you know what I think, John? This is my theory, and based on also Richard Hoagland's work, Monuments of Mars. And when they finally realize that the planets and are just simply transducers in between dimensions, and the bottom line they figured out is that it's a multidimensional reality, and planets are transducers and suns are portals, I think that this other planet is transdimensional.
It may be.
Yeah,
I
think,
something,
John,
to look into.
Pleasure talking,
Mike,
to you, John.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Now.
Okay, we're at top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a couple of people on hold, including my friend Stan Irvin. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.